The man of the weekend is here with me this morning, Donny Peranto. First and foremost, man, what an amazing performance last night. You're an icon, buddy. I love the show.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. We had a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun indeed. How was it from your perspective? From the crowd, it was just an absolute party. But from you up there, how'd you feel about everything?
Well, it's like I explained to my wife, you know, after the show, and I said, the thing is, it was a sold-out event to come to and just to see the people having so much fun out there and enjoying themselves and just playing and telling stories about the songs. And it's just like getting back on the bike again, and away we go. And I'm looking forward to it.
And this was kind of your first gig that you've had in a while since everything's been going on in the world.
Yes, yeah, it definitely is. Well, one of the first ones, but not the last, that's for sure. But if last night was a sign of things to come, well, we're in for a good ride.
Absolutely. Now, you had one story that touched me quite a bit last night when you were talking about a song that you had written for your mama, and it was kind of off of when you were done with the Neil McCoy tour, and you had come back, and you were just sort of thinking about, how do I keep this music thing going? Tell us that story for everybody listening this morning.
So the song idea basically was something that I've always wanted to write a song for my mom, and I was very fortunate to work with a producer, Harry Stinson, out of Nashville. And Harry Stinson was the one that basically started Corb Lund back in the day. So he was producing Corb Lund at that same time, and I went down to Nashville and started working with him. And we went 1 week in Nashville, we went to write with all these different writers. And one guy we went to his home, his name was Jim Photoglow. And I had no clue who Jim was. And we got to his house, and I'm looking on the wall at all these accolades of Songwriter of the Year, and it's just amazing. And I looked at Harry, and I said, who is this guy? He said, you never heard of Jim? And I said, no. He said, you ever hear the song Fishing in the Dark? And I said, yep. He said, he wrote it. And I went, whoa, game changer. So I go in the room, and I pick up my guitar, and literally my hand's just shaking. And Jim looks at me and just says, just relax, everything's fine. He said, what do you want to write about? And I said, well, he says, but I hear you're going to be a dad right away. And I said, I am. Let's write a song about that. And I said, we just wrote that yesterday. But I've never wrote a song for my mom. So I said, I'd like to write one for my mom. And he said, okay, tell us about your mom. And I told him the story how, you know, I'm the youngest of four kids. We grew up in a small little two-bedroom house in Prince Albert. We didn't have running water, didn't have sewer. And, you know, but my little friend next door, he had all of that stuff. And I've just realized as I got older, like, we did not have a lot of money. But we had what we needed, you know. And as I'm telling him this story, there was a piece of paper my mom brought home one day. And I remember my dad looked at that paper, and it was like we hit the lottery. But it took my mom, what it was a mortgage. And the house back then cost $12,500, low-income home, but brand spanking new. And it took my mom a year working a minimum wage job to save up $300 for that down payment. So the sacrifice that she went through, and as I'm telling them all this, both Harry and Jim are writing all this down. They said, this is awesome. So Jim finally grabs a guitar and hit a G chord, and he said, you know what? Your mama taught you how to love. He said, that's the name of the song. And that's it.
And let's play that song for you right now. Donny Peranto, Mama Taught Me Love, on Country 600, CJWW.
Daddy showed me how to throw a baseball, change the oil, and change a tire. He rode shotgun when I learned to drive. I learned when to turn a cheek or take a stand. What my daddy thought a boy needs to know. Taught me love, Mama. Taught me sweetness, faith and forgiveness, patience and tenderness, all with a gentle touch. Mama taught me love. Without complaining or much money, turned our house into a home. She was everything. say our prayers, dared us to dream. Mama taught me love. Mama taught me sweetness, faith and forgiveness, patience and tenderness, all with a gentle touch. Mama taught me love. Taught me love. Mama taught me love.
As we bring back the man of the weekend once again, someday soon, Donnie, when do we get to see you again? Do you know yet, or what gigs are coming up?
Well, we got some shows coming up here this summer for sure. I'm actually going to be in Saskatoon. The Knights of Columbus are putting on an event, and I'm trying to think now. Just keep your eyes and ears open for that one. But I believe we're the headliners on the Sunday evening and Saturday evening. Brad Johnner and his boys are coming in, so they're going to end up doing that the night before. So we're looking forward to that. But shows are starting to happen, and I'm at the E.A. Rawlingson Center on May 5th in Prince Albert. Putting on a show there called Donnie Peronto's Colors of the Sash, and I look forward to doing that. And that's one based around, we bring in students the day before to show them the Métis culture and just different displays. And so Gabriel Dumont Institute helped me with that as well. So that's a lot of fun.
Awesome, awesome. Now, Donnie Peronto, by the way, with us here at the Hotwood Inn in Waskasoo. You got a new single out right now. It's called Time Off for Bad Behavior. I got a couple of questions. First, I want to know, were you the bad guy in school growing up the entire time? The bad guy with the wife? What's going on there?
No, just it's all stories, man. It's all stories. But I'll tell you, the T-shirt thing where I talk about the Motley Crue T-shirt, that I owe credit. I give credit to my daughter. She's 13, and she discovered Motley Crue. And just loves it. She says, Dad, and she plays music. She plays guitar and ukulele. And she said, Dad, here's the thing. She said, I like your music, but I don't really like country. She said, I'm drawn more to other stuff. And then she got into Motley Crue and wearing the T-shirts. And I'm looking at her, and I thought, I got to put this in a song somehow, some way. So a buddy of mine, Terry Ferno from Ottawa, we got together and wrote this and put it out.
And where'd you record it?
Actually, we recorded it at home. This is the beauty of the technology today. So all of my band is on this project, and they did it all from their homes. So sent it in, and we sent it off to Johnny Gasparic in Calgary, and he mixed everything, put her down, got her radio ready.
Radio ready. Well, let's play it for you right now. The latest single from Donnie Peronto. This is Time Off for Bad Behavior on Country 600 CJWW Saskatoon.
Got sent home from school. Teacher didn't like my T-shirt. I guess they're not a fan of Motley Crue. But home ain't where I'm going, 'cause my mama didn't raise no fool. Time off for bad behavior. Guess I did something wrong. Why should today be any different? Better off to just move along. Throw a baseball, take the bike and go for a ride. Time off for bad behavior, so I'm gonna have the time of my life. I met a girl who liked her bad boys, asked her to be my bride. Now sometimes I spend the next day making up what I did last night. I've learned when she gets real quiet, she just wants me out of her sight. Time off for bad behavior.
Why should today be any different? Better off to just move along. Nice day to swing a golf club. Just don't hand it to my wife. Time off for bad behavior. So I'm gonna have the time of my life.
I'm really not such a bad guy. Comes off that way. I don't go out looking for trouble,
but it finds me every day. Time off the bad behavior. Guess I did something wrong. Why should today be any different? Better off to just move along. Nice day to grab a six-pack. Find a spot and drop a line. Time off the bad behavior. So I'm gonna have the time of my life. The time of my life.
Ooh. Guess I'm on what they call a timeout. Yeah. Am I gonna listen? Nah. Stay tuned. I'm a gone.
Broadcasting to you live from the Hollywood Inn up here in Waskasoo, the man who just put on a killer show last night, Donnie Peranta, was back with us once again this morning. Donnie, you got a birthday you wanted to shout out.
I do. I want to send out a happy birthday to my sister, Sharon. It's her birthday today, and love you, and have yourself a great day today.
Now, Donnie, I want to talk about, let's talk about the kid that's listening in right now, and they want to become an artist. They want to get their music out there to somebody. What can they do? What advice can you give to somebody that is just bleeds and loves music so much, and they really want to make something of themselves about it?
Stay in school. Go to university. Don't do this industry. I'm teasing. By all means, if you have a dream and a passion and a desire to do it, don't ever stop. Always follow your gut. Your gut will never steer you wrong when you're in this industry and doing that. And at the end of the day, just remember, you can't control the uncontrollable. So don't feel bad if you release a song and you're just about to release it and not sure and say, how come they're not playing this? How come they're not doing this? Let it go. It's not worth it. Because that's the one thing that can really eat you up in this industry is that that inevitable question, why? Why didn't this one work? Why didn't this? You just keep throwing it out there and eventually something will stick. But stay consistent. Stay true to being who you are. Don't change just to try and fit in with what's happening today. Be who you are. Be an individual, because that's what's really going to help you in this industry. And spread out the love, man. That's what it's all about.
You had a song that you wanted us to play this morning. Why this particular one?
This one is a very, very special song to me. And when I had wrote it, I wrote it with a buddy of mine, Rod Jansen, who used to play lead guitar for Dierks Bentley and wrote a number one song with Dierks called Free and Easy Down the Road I Go. So this guy knows what he's doing when it comes to writing. And I had this idea just about life. And because when I think of this song, I think of people, you know, and it's such a materialistic world right now, and it's all about how much can I gather, how much stuff can I get. And at the end of the day, what matters is that when you're laying there taking your last few breaths, you sure as hell ain't going to be asking for your car keys, your house keys. You're not going to be asking for your checkbook, your wallet. You're going to be asking for the love of your family's hand. And that's what I want people to think of when they listen to this song, because that's what it's all about. Family is number one.
It's a song called These Days on Country 600 CJWW.
As a young man, I spent my time staring at that horizon line, knowing there's so much more for me. Fame and fortune would be found
Georgia town. The grass is surely greener when you're young, that's how it always seems. Now these days I wake up and I'm thankful, and I pray that I will still be granted a simple life, a hand to hold, a chance to watch my children grow, to live, love, and leave my family name. That's all I ask these days. Well, I've learned the most important rule is one that they don't teach in school. If you chase your dreams, don't forget the cost. When you're blinded by gold star dust, it's hard to know who you can trust. Keep your friends and family close, 'cause in the end they're the ones that mean the most. Now these days I wake up and I'm thankful, and I pray that I will still be granted a simple life, a hand to hold, a chance to watch my children grow, to live, love, and leave my family name. That's all I ask these days. Ain't it funny how it always seems that the reasons that you have to leave, the reasons you return, are the same. Now these days I wake up and I'm thankful, and I pray that I will still be granted a simple life, a hand to hold, a chance to watch my children grow, to live, love, and leave my family name. That's all I ask these days.
Toronto back with us one last time. Donnie, it was an amazing show last night. You know, it's the second time I saw you. The first time I got to see you was the halftime show at the Rider game. Yeah, tell us that story.
Well, that was 2017. I got a phone call, and I was just picked up the phone, and the guy says to me, he said, are you available July 1st? And he said, it's also the 150th birthday of Canada that year. And I said, let me check my book. Yes, I'm available. Of course I am. I said, what do you got going on? And he said, well, he said, I'm actually hosting the very first ever halftime show at the new Mosaic Stadium, and we'd love for you to be a part of it, and I'd like you to sing your song, Deep in the Heart of Saskatchewan. I said, sure. I said, absolutely, I'll do it. So anyway, a couple of weeks go by, and I contact him back, and I said, by the way, I never asked you a question. Who's the headliner? And he said, Donnie, it's just you. You're going to be out there by yourself in front of 35,000 people singing your song. And when I showed up to the event the day before, we were going through a rehearsal, a dress rehearsal, to walk into Mosaic Stadium, and I hear my music just blaring over the system, my song, and I see people dancing. It floored me. It floored me. It's just one of them moments that I'll treasure for the rest of my life. And the one thing that I was so thankful of, my wife was standing right in front of me as I performed, and I just focused on her. I kept just looking at her, and I was singing the song to her because I didn't dare want to look up because it would probably made me nervous. But I just had fun with it, and I enjoyed it, and it's one of the things I'll always remember.
Absolutely. Donnie, any closing thoughts here from the Hawood Inn in Waskasoo today?
I think just, you know, the main thing is I want to tell everybody is get out there, go to live shows, support that live music. Because we all know in the past 2 years what it was like when live music wasn't around. So if you don't support that live music and get out and do those shows, live music could go away. So don't let that happen. Get out there and support those artists, support everything, and let's just go ahead and get back to living.
Thanks so much, Donnie, for being with us today. We're going to get you that song that he played at the halftime show in just a few moments' time. But Donnie Peranto from the Hawood Inn in Waskasoo, we'll call it a wrap. What an amazing weekend it was here with Country 600 CJWW.
I was born in a small town just below that northern sky. Loved by mama and daddy who shared my dreams, believed I could fly. It's where I took my first steps and where I learned how to run. And no matter where life took me, my heart is always stayed in Saskatchewan. Flows, wheat fields grow far and wide. Watch the dance of the northern lights as they sway side by side. And if you'll listen real close, you may hear the sound of a distant drum. Yeah, no matter where life took me, my heart is always stayed in Saskatchewan. Born with rider pride. Yes, I'm proud of where I'm from. Deep in the heart of Saskatchewan. Yes, I'm proud of where I'm from. Deep in the heart of Saskatchewan. Oh.